Running Away to the Sea, 1955. It might have been heat stroke, the unfocused flame of desire for a name in a book, a face on the screen, the anonymous object of love. Two schoolgirls running like wildfire, bunking off through dunes to the sea, breathless. We were lost and free, east of Eden. It was James Dean, Elvis, Bill Haley and the Comets. It was Heartbreak Hotel on the gramophone. It was Heathcliff by torchlight in bed after lights out. The dunes were molten glass. We slowed to a dawdle, rippling sound with our tones, grains of gold through our fingers, on our skin, in our hair, without words to say why or who or where. This I remember. The hour was still, bees browsing sea lavender, and beyond the dunes, the channel as blue as the Gulf of Araby, a name from the drowse of a daydreaming lesson. Sun on the board, the chalk, sister's hand, a faraway voice as if heard through water murmuring rosaries. Egypt, the Red Sea, the Bitter Lakes, Suez, a psalm of biblical names called geography. That was the last day the world stood still. In a year, there'd be tanks in Budapest, over Sinai, bombers on the move, and I'd be in the streets in the march against war as empires loosened their grip. It was almost like love.